Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Same Power, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Detours to Destiny, from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown.
The same power that the man said. you have your Bibles, a spring verse, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Talking today a few moments about, I've been preaching some unusual type messages over the last several weeks. This one fits into that category too, but it's entitled Detours to Destiny. And I gave you a little bit of an intro to it here a few moments ago in between music about, you know, detours come in life. Whether you're living in Lynchburg, where it's nothing but a detour city of trying to get from point A to point B, then you have to go through all these other points and turns and twists and things to get there, or whatever it may be in life, it comes with living, doesn't it? It's a part of the plan of life. But I chose one verse of Scripture to springboard this particular thought. But there are going to be other Scriptures from the book of Genesis as we look at the life of Joseph a sort and see how God worked in his life. But this is what you've got to keep in mind. Even in the detours to destiny, you've got to keep in mind what God said in Philippians 1:6. He says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And God's people said amen to the word of God. Yes. Have you ever felt like just not coursing around through town and trying to get to where you're going, get to work, get to the shopping centers and picking the kids up or whatever you're doing, trying to get to where you're going? But have you ever noticed and ever thought like and felt like that your life is on a detour? I mean, you know, you set your sails that you were going to be this or do that. I've been there and done that. I mean, I thought I had my plan all worked out as far as my life was concerned, and God turned it all upside down. And, you know, he'll do that to your life. You plan your life and you've got it all worked out. And I had it all planned that I was going to be living on a golf course and playing golf every day when I turned 55 years old. Well, I don't live on a golf course now. I did. And 55 is come and gone. And I haven't picked up a golf club since then. So, God has a way of changing or detouring your plans. In fact, the only golf I play now, if I go to a driving range or maybe go to putt-putt. But anyway, and haven't even been there. But the fact is, a lot of times our life seems like it's on a detour. The straight line that you had planned is not working that way anymore. The plans that you had made, the thoughts, the aspirations, the goals that you had set, all the things that you had basically come to a conclusion of what your life was going to be, is not any longer. Today you're here and today you're trying to get back on the main highway of where you think your life is going. Well, when God develops a purpose for your life, I'm going to tell you right now, He includes detours. Things are going to happen in your life that you're just not going to plan for, expect, that's going to sometimes change the direction of your life in which you're living today. It may affect your family life. It may affect your job. It may affect your education. It may affect a lot of things in your life. It may even affect your spiritual life of what God had set for your life and what you thought. So God will allow people, places, and even in our events of life, circumstances into your life to take you away from that straight path that you had set your goal for and you had planned for to bring you to another place that God had for you. I'm going to tell you something today. The plans that God has for you today, they are higher than the plans you have for yourself. As a matter of fact, Isaiah talked about that in Isaiah 55. He said that God's ways are higher than the heavens. So the plans that God has for you today are bigger than the plans you have for yourself. See, many times we minimize our life because we just want to get by, get through, hang on, and all those other coin phrases that we use. We're just trying to get through life without any turbulence. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have turbulence in your life. You're going to have struggles in your life. You're going to have problems in your life. And you think, well, did God permit these things to happen? We think about Job. Why did God permit all these things to happen to Job? The loss of 10 children. The loss of respect, the loss of his friends. Even his wife said, curse God, die. Be done with it. Just give up, Joe. See, that's what the world's telling us today. Saying, just give up. Get past what you're in. This is not really worth it. Oh, yes, it is. God's got a higher plan. And if you read on down through the 42 chapters of Job, and where Job was in the first chapter, and God honored him and blessed him, and Satan even came before God and said, take away everything in his life, and he will curse you, God. He will turn his back on you, God. He will walk away from you, God. But what happened in the 42nd chapter? The Bible says that God blessed Job greater in the latter than he did in the beginning. Why? Because, yes, he had detours. Yes, he had troubles. Yes, he had trials. Yes, he had problems. But you know what? He arrived at the place God had for him. What made the difference for Job? He kept his eyes on God. He trusted the Lord in all things. He did not rely on what he thought or what he knew. And many times we think, well, experiences in life have brought me here and I've done that and I think I've done about everything that you can do in life. Oh, no, you haven't. You haven't done anything until you experience God in your life. You haven't done anything until you first come to Him in salvation, receive Him as your personal Savior, and then let Him guide and direct your life. I mean, He totally turned our lives upside down. He really did. And just let me give you a capsulization here of what He did for us. We moved to San Antonio, Texas. I was in the United States Air Force. I was on a control tour for 5 years. We got there and we loved it so much, we thought, man, this is great. 1 year there, we built a house on a golf course, two-story house, two-car garage. Buddy, we were set for life. I said, Sin, this is good. She got a job and worked her way up through the operations of the banking and became an operation officer within the bank. I was doing well within my job and gotten promoted and things were looking great. My career was looking good. I was having to go a lot of places and do a lot of things and be on a lot of airplanes and travel and so forth because of the nature of my job. 5 years of that got a little bit old after a while. And, you know, I thought, well, we're still set, though. This is great. This is good living. We can enjoy this. This is not bad. So I thought, okay, I got a plan. You know, we always come up with these plans of how we're going to take care of our business and take care of our future. So I told Cynthia, I said, I think I got this thing all worked out. Rather than retire in the military, I think what I'm going to do is swing all my service over to civilian life and work in civil service work. I can convert all of that to my retirement. I can play golf as often as I want to. I can do what I want to do. I can be anything. I can sleep in the morning. I don't have to get on airplanes and fly all over the Pacific and every place else. I don't have to go to all these states in the United States and do all these things. Man, this is not a bad deal. Because I knew how civil service work was. We had one guy showed up for work every day. He had a fork in his pocket. He didn't work in that particular operation, but he worked down the hall. And I would kid him. He was a born-again Christian. I would kid him. I said, let me ask you a question. Why are you always walking around with a fork in your pocket? He said, because I never know when I'm going to run into a slice of pie and I'm going to need a fork to eat it with. Well, that no disrespect to civil service work, but that's sometimes the way it works, you know. Well, I had it all mapped out.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.